This thing up.
Here he is, Mr. Demo God himself.
Hello.
Johnson. How are you doing?
Hello, Karen. I'm good, thank you.
I called you a special friend, but not special in that way.
I heard that while I was driving. I almost crashed into the bloody...
I mean, you nearly drove off the road.
Almost accidentally.
Okay, so who have you been running around with this week, if that's the right words to use?
My special friends this week.
Yeah, your special friends this week.
Club Ruby.
Ah, very good.
You know Club Ruby?
Very exciting, would we say, pop band?
Pop punk, maybe.
Yeah, okay, pop punk band, right.
Started off relatively more acoustic in their first EP, leaning a little bit more into very high production value, yeah, I'd say pop punk this time around.
Yeah,
a little bit Paramore, a little bit, yeah.
Very catchy.
Yeah, they're great. They're a five-piece band, but I'm only going to be writing, I think, with two of them.
Okay.
I actually have delusions of grandeur with Demogods. I'd love to get in a studio or just a practice space with a whole band, and then we orchestrate something together.
A whole band, yeah. That'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
It'd really depend on the band, wouldn't it?
Yes, because of course, have you worked with a couple of people before? You know, what tracks have you had more than one person with you?
I feel like I have, haven't I? Well, think about this maybe while we're playing a song, because I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, so there's two of them. So which members of Club Ruby will you be making your demo with?
I'm going to be doing it with President Jade.
Yes.
They are the lead singer.
Yes.
Front person. Oh, and at times, co-front person. You see them live, and they're joined by Bubbles. I'm doing the Club Ruby names here. They all have alter egos.
They all have names?
Yeah, they all have names. And so I'm going to be joined by Jade and Hon, who's the bassist. And Hon has a name too.
Mm. What's his name?
I should find that as well. Hon is the vice president.
Oh, okay. So the president is Jade.
Is Jade. Sophie is Bubbles the Barbarian, who's in charge of communications. Jonathan is Jonathan the computer. And Jonathan is spelt with at signs and zeros and dollar signs, apparently. And Josh on drums is JJ Sticks. I know all this not because I'm reading it off my screen, which I am, but I should know all this because I was provided with a large bevy of behind-the-scenes Club Ruby stuff because I, auspiciously, Club Ruby was the first video game that I ever made for a band.
Was it?
Yeah. They trusted me.
Okay. Start again. Club Ruby was the first video that you ever made. Did you say game?
Yeah, that's right.
Video game that you ever made for a band.
Yeah. So I've been on this strange jag for the last few years of making video games for bands that then get turned into music videos. And Club Ruby actually were the first ones that I called them up and I said, I've never done this before. I don't know many people who are doing it. But would you give me $500 and I'll spend 2 years trying to learn how to make you a game? So they were really
very entrepreneurial, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it all went very well. But they gave me, we made trading cards of the band members that you could pick up in the game.
Yes.
So if you went to a secret area, you could find a Bubbles the Barbarian trading card or a JJ Sticks one. So actually going through these names is bringing me back a lot of memories.
And did anyone play it?
Yeah, we got somebody streaming it. Some random person in America uploaded their playthrough to YouTube.
That's so good because that would have helped too with the diploma that you did.
Yeah, yeah. The 2 years of a diploma? A bachelor of game programming. I got the Steve Jobs. I got the leave university and don't come back.
No, what is it called though that you...
Oh, it was a bachelor of game programming.
Oh, it was a bachelor of game programming. Wow.
Well, it was two thirds of a bachelor. I didn't go back after the second year. Oh, I was like, I think I know how to do this.
A bachelor of game programming, that's a good degree to have, isn't it?
A lot of maths. I think it's arguably, in the state that the video game industry is in right now, you could interview probably some of my alumni, some of the people who actually graduated. You might get different answers as to whether that's a good bachelor to have right now.
Okay.
So I could have even dodged a bullet. Some of them are back in hospo, mate.
Not hospital, that's hospitality. I'm assuming.
Imagine that, it's like, how's your week? Oh, no, I had to go to hospo.
Right, A&E.
Yeah, anyway, back to the, what would be the...
Club Ruby, okay. So Jade and Hon are the two from Club Ruby who looking at Heartbreak Over Time. Heartbreak Over Time.
Mm.
Heartbreak Over Time? It's
Heartbreak Over Time.
Yeah. Very colourful looking band.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very theatrical. They really aren't holding back. They're not a shoegaze band, are they?
No. I think they're sort of their theatre. Well, the New Zealand Musician magazine says Club Ruby secretly a musical, or not so secretly a musical. So it's like it's theatre kid. I mean, I think I say this a lot. I have to do a little disclaimer when I talk about theatre kid stuff. This is like actually like good theatre kid stuff, because I feel like if somebody said this is theatre kid music to me, I'd be like, all right, and then I would like slip my little earplugs in. But this is very much the exception for me. I love this music.
Okay, so we'll play Heartbreak Over Time.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm stumbling over time is because over time is one word, which I'm just not used to seeing it as one word.
You're nailing it.
So, I don't think so. My usual technical mishaps. I think that's just part of the course, as I said last week.
It's part of the charm, mate.
Oh, is it? Thank you. Okay, so what was I going to ask you? Oh, yes. Okay, prompts. Have they chosen a prompt?
They have not chosen a prompt, but...
That's yet to come. We've still got... I've got a list of them somewhere. Let me see if I can find them.
Do you want to read them out? I'll see what my... Because I'm usually quite good with my intuitions.
Ones you've got left that I've done for you. I'm not going to freshen it up quite yet, but is this thing live?
Mm-hmm.
Sex sells, but it sells with a C, not with a... S, which is a copy from a band. I stole that from an Aotearoa band from long ago called Sex Cells. Great name. Recycling Only, which Indira Neville chose.
And we crushed a can on that.
BPM, The Middle of Everything, capitals on the M and the E. Love Me Tender, The Great Spectacle of Music, which Maeve McCurdy played as your last demo god.
And the two ones before that, Josh from Softbait sort of conglomerated.
Oh, that's
the Love Me Tender and The Middle of Everything.
Still got no name for that track, but that's good. It Takes Two, Baby. Have Fun. And it has to be done like that. That's a cynical kind of title. And The Forbidden Chords.
Ooh. See, I don't know. Have Fun with Club Ruby until you said it was cynical.
Oh, okay. It doesn't have to be.
Maybe it could be cynical, but like Club Ruby is so genuine and lovely and kind of, you know, positive that they'll take it and they'll be like...
Are they always positive?
I mean, they're the mates, so I can say that, yeah. I mean, it's not like they come off stage and they're like Krusty the Clown, they smoke three cigarettes and they put one out on like a child.
Okay, so maybe they'll go for Have Fun. We'll wait and see. All right.
We'll see.
Like somebody's asked, where can I find the game?
The game is on Steam. I've released three games as Finsoft, all for different bands, and they're all on Steam under Finsoft. You need a PC to play them. I'm looking to do a Mac release because I realize that pretty much everybody who I know, all of my friends who are musicians, have MacBooks. So if you've got a PC right now, that's the one. And then you can follow Finsoft Games on Instagram for... I'm releasing another one with a band in the middle of the year, which is a house party simulator.
Finnsoft.
Yeah, Finsoft.
Finsoft, okay. All right, so Club Ruby, your new demo gods, and to give people an idea of where it might go, the genre that it's in, this is from the new EP.
The new EP, Don't Gaslight Me.
Great name.
Yeah.
It's called Heartbreak Over Time.
Time.
you go. That's Club Ruby and Heartbreak Over Time. Two members of Club Ruby, Jade and Hon.
Hon,
are going to be joining Finn next week for his Demo God. Great track, but not always. I know it's really energetic music, but it's not necessarily always wrapped up in good times, is it?
No. And I was thinking the exact same thing. It would be remiss of me to maybe paint these guys as just, you know, purely positive, because they're like lovely people, but also, yeah, pretty much every song is about, you know, you're covering mental health or maybe generational trauma, or, you know, the experience of being an immigrant in New Zealand, like all sorts of things wrapped up in, like, you listen to that, that's kind of like the perfect pop song, you know?
Yeah, so being an immigrant in New Zealand, that's Jade.
Yeah, Jade, I believe, was born in the States and is US... Is a combo of US and Vietnamese.
Okay, and this text says, shit, these guys roll.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, I'm not going to play this particular song, not because it's not a banger, but they just released What My Bones Know, which was shot in Vietnam. And yeah, they managed to go over there and do a sick music video. And I also think that if you want to hear Heartbreak Over Time again, watch it on YouTube, because Ethan Elderson Hughes did a great video for it, which blew up. It's got like 55,000 views, mate.
I can see why. I had a look at it while it was playing, and it's filmed in a swimming pool. Styling is incredible, really good, and
colors are great too.
But what about those guitars going underwater?
Yeah, that's true.
It was a little
what
disturbing.
Ah, oh, it's very Nirvana, isn't it?
Is it? It was a baby, wasn't it?
I think maybe the time they threw the baby in the pool, I think they also did a underwater with the instruments. It does make you a little bit, doesn't it?
Only for the guitars. I'm sure that they were just
put a bit of duct tape over the input.
Rubbish guitars, were they? Could you tell what guitars they were?
Well, nah. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yes, you are. You play guitar. You must have known what they were.
Okay, we got this one here. We're zooming in on it. It's an Epiphone, which is, you know, it's like if you don't have enough money for a Gibson. Honestly, that looks like a guitar that still works, and you wouldn't want to throw in a pool, but it's in the pool. That's the thing. That's why they have so many bloody views, because they're like, they're doing crazy things.
Yeah, they look good. They look really good. And
good.
Watching that clip, it's and saying President Ruby, Vice President Hon, and the other names that you mentioned. It's very much a stage of your life where life is theatre, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say definitely. Although I don't know if Jade, I don't know if they're going to ever have a stage of their life that doesn't feel like theatre. We'll have to ask them next week. And also we got a text saying that Jade, President Jade, used to be a host of the Morning Glory show here on BFM, which is absolutely true. They hosted me once, and I can attest that they're a fantastic radio host too. They have a lot of strings to their bow. They're also a budding voiceover artist, which I think goes well with like very theatrical singing. To do voiceovers for things like, you know, animation and games would be kind of a pipeline that you can imagine you'd have a shared skill at.
Yeah, absolutely. And a good thing to get into too, you know, if you want to earn a little bit of extra money.
Yeah. That's one of those things that's probably way harder than it seems, doing voiceover for a game?
For a character.
Yeah.
Ah, so when you're saying if you're in like a game like, I don't know, Dragons and Dungeons.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, I don't think so. I think it'll be relatively easy.
See, there we go. I think that's why it's deceptively hard.
Why?
Well, that's the thing. You've been talking into a microphone
for a long time.
Probably 15 years now.
Yeah, that's true. Longer than that.
I was low-balling.
15 years, come on. Let's work it out. Okay, I am... How old am I? I'm 66.
Mm-hmm.
So at least 46 years.
46.
At least 48 years.
Totally. I wanted to lowball you so you'd feel young though.
I don't need to feel young. Why do I need to feel young?
It's just playing it on the safe side. I've screwed it up now though.
The safe side of what? What? It's an embarrassment getting old.
It's not though, is it?
Well, it's inevitable.
Yeah, regardless of how embarrassing it is, it's inevitable.
Yeah, embarrassing? Not quite the word, really.
No, of course not, and I don't think that.
Well, you just said it.
Well, I was digging myself a hole, Karen. Yeah. I was digging myself a hole.
Yeah, you're so far down there now, you've gone to the floor below.
Yeah, okay, 48 years, folks. And she thinks it's easy to do voiceover work for a dragon and dungeon.
Nearly 50 years, that's a lot.
Yeah, what's that? Silver.
Silver what?
What's 50 years of an anniversary?
Oh, God, I don't know. All right, let's get back to Club Ruby and another track from Don't Gaslight Me.
So I'm giving you two options here.
I picked the first one because I liked the fact that it had, I guess, what's the language in brackets?
Komorebi?
Yeah, komorebi.
That's Japanese.
Ah.
It means, or it's the closest thing in English is sunlight dappling through the trees.
Oh, beautiful.
Komorebi.
Okay, so Club Ruby and Platt?
Yeah.
Komorebi.
Through the trees, illuminates the foliage and warms my skin. Pillars of sentinels stand together, watching o'er the forest floor. They spread their nurture.
Komorebi, I love you so. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, the sunlight dappling through the trees, isn't it?
Mm, mm. It's like when you're on the Inter-Islander and you look over the edge at the water, you can just, or a fire, like a fire in a fireplace. feel like those things you can just look at forever.
So it's Club Ruby, and that's from the new EP, 6-track EP called Don't Gaslight Me, from somebody who obviously feels that somebody has been gaslighting them at some stage in their life.
Oh, I mean, try going through life without being gaslit at least once, eh? My God.
And try explaining what gaslighting is.
Well, when you're feeling crazy from all the gaslighting.
Yeah, when somebody's gaslighting you.
Yeah.
They don't get it, do they?
Yeah, I suppose Don't Gaslight Me is kind of, there's a lot to dig into to be requesting that, you know?
There's not a track on that 6-track EP, though, called that. It's just the title of it, by the look of things. Okay, yeah. So Club Ruby, two members from Club Ruby are your demo gods for next week. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what you come up with.
Yeah, honestly, it's just going to be so fun, I reckon, this one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know how they write outside of, I know Jade used to write with a member of the band Ruben who left, and they wrote the song we did the game for. Mm. So yeah, I know it's just it's exciting. Hopefully, I can get them out and into the van.
Yes.
And yeah,
through the front seat.
Yep, through the front seat. No, I've fixed the door now. But you're just not allowed to touch the door, otherwise it'll fall off.
So you haven't quite fixed the door.
No, but we're not coming in through the front anymore. No,
you're coming in through the side. Oh, good. Oh, well, that's progress.
Yeah, and those two would be great. Honestly, I'm continuously surprised with Demo Gods as to how easily the songs flow from the other person. How little finagling I have to do to get a song together. I'm usually just doing the least work, and I think that touch wood. I mean, I'm happy to do work, but I think it'll be lots of fun with these guys.
Yeah, and the best work too. What a great job to have, if only you got paid for it.
Yeah, but it's one of those highly labour-intensive dream jobs, as they say.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. And will they be coming into the studio next week?
Yes, I do believe, but I'll be down south in Cuba Dupa.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
so
be leaving
be
you in
here.
The lurch.
So, but your guests will be?
Yeah, I'll be...
Are you
hopefully
zooming?
Not sound checking, but I'll be zooming in.
Okay. Don't forget to organise that, will you?
I won't. I'm saying it now so that I don't shock you with it in a week.
Well, you know me. I might not be able to get you to ear.
I have faith. I have all the faith in you.
Do you? Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Absolutely. It's easy, Karen.
All right. So good. Have a good week then. And we won't see you next week, but we'll hear from you. We'll talk to you. So
you too.
What day are you doing this demo?
Dunno. I've given them a suite of days.
Okay. All right then.
All right. Ka kite.